Back here in WBAL, Brett Hollander now joined by Orioles hitting coach Jim Pressly as we head to Phoenix, Arizona. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a little warm out here. We're not used to it, but we're going to try to win a couple of games here the next 2 days.
Is it hard even for coaches to pick themselves up after a night like last night?
You know what? I don't think so. We know it's a long year. Tough loss. You know, we had them there in the seventh, and you just got to move on. You know, you got to move on and face these guys the next couple of nights with Delgado and Corbin, and take two out of three from them.
Let's go to some of the positives last night. And the Orioles' offense was pretty consistent all night. There were some really good positive moments throughout the evening. Chris Davis, one of them, to tie the game in the eighth inning. Jim, I don't know about you, but I'm sitting at home, you know, 3,000 or whatever miles away, and my jaw just hits the floor. You've seen it now 43 times this year. Does your jaw still drop?
You know what? You get. I'm getting kind of used to it. I'm kind of flabbergasted when he doesn't hit, to tell you the truth. But this ball travels here. Ballpark's good for him. He hit that ball really well, and you know what? He stayed consistent all year, and it's been pretty impressive.
Orioles hitting coach Jim Pressly with us here on WBAL. Jim, I do want to ask you about Nick Markakis. It has been, as far as his power production, extra base hits and home runs, doubles, you name it, over really the last few months have been really on a steady decline or almost non-existent. I'm the biggest Nick Markakis fan there is out there, but it is. I've seen him go through something like this probably twice before in his career. Once was in 2011, early in the year. Once was his rookie year. Is there something specific going on? Maybe the wrist is cropping up again from last year. What are you noticing with Markakis?
No. We hear about a week ago, we made a little adjustment. I went back to the tape from 8, 9, and 10, for that matter, and we looked at what he was doing. We looked at a couple of home runs that he hit back a few years ago against Hellickson and Heron, and we kind of started looking at his hands and stuff like that, and he had his hands really high. And what we did, we went back to that stance, and we did that about 4 days ago, and he started swinging the bat really, really good and getting back to his old ways. The ball he hit the left field yesterday, that was pretty good swing. Mm-hmm. You know, it traveled good. It was just the other way. But, you know, he got big base hits for us the past two or three days, drove a run or two in, and he has been better. As far as hitting the ball in the ballpark, is he a 20, 25 home run guy? You know, I don't know. I think he's done it one time. I know the past couple of years he's hit 12, 15, whatever. But he told me he was going to try to hit, you know, 15 home runs and have another good year and hit 300. I said, well, let's just try to work on 300 right now. So he's made that adjustment here in the past, I guess, since San Francisco.
Jim,
he looks a lot better now.
Yeah, I would agree. The last few days have been really good, and that was a big at-bat there in the ninth inning. Jim, Brian Roberts the last few days has been on everything, it seems. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Yeah. Well, I just think that he's gotten his timing. He's gotten a few at-bats under his belt, and he's feeling more comfortable. He was getting under the ball a bit and hitting some lazy fly balls, so past couple of days, I told him, I said, work on top, and let's try to barrel some balls up. And he's done that. It seemed like the past two or three days, he's really kind of turned it on and found his rhythm and found his timing.
Lost in everything, Jim, last night was Henry Urrutia's bat in the ninth inning. A pinch hitting situation. He's gotten just sporadic at bats on this trip because, of course, it's in the National League,
right.
He's really just pinch hitting. He was down the count against a really tough right-hander throwing stuff. I'm not sure if they have in Cuba, to be honest, that type of offering and that kind of stuff, the garbage, really, that was getting thrown at the plate by Ziegler. But for him to hang in there and find a way to get a base hit, that was really impressive to me.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, he hadn't had that many at-bats. He's had to, you know, pitch hit late in the ball game, and that's National League. But this kid is as good a hitter as I've seen as a young guy coming up, and he can hit the ball the other way. He's got that mastered. He knows what he's doing. The only thing is they started busting him in a little bit, and I told him, I said, you have to kind of look out there and react in instead of just looking in and then you're pulling off the ball. And I watched him take BP this whole week. We hit early quite a bit, and this guy's got some juice too. So we're trying to get him to kind of do both. But he can stay inside of baseball as good as anybody.
So you do think he could be an extra base hits guy one day?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. If you come out of the ballpark and watch this guy take BP, you're going, wow.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He can juice the ball to right center field.
Yeah, I've seen it. He really does jump off his
bat.
Well, you have a tough one tonight. What can you tell us about Randall Delgado?
You know, he pretty straight, 92, 94, sits at 93, a really good changeup. I mean, real good changeup. So he does have a breaking ball, but the changeup is the big pitch for him, and we're going to have to kind of adjust to that. And he throws a lot of fastballs, and maybe we can get on him early and, you know, maybe hang a changeup or two. We hit the ball at the ballpark, but we got to get him today because the guy tomorrow is pretty good arm.
Yes, he is. A little more pressure for the offense today with Corbin going tomorrow in daytime baseball. Well, Jim Presley, very nice of you to join us right now before the Orioles and Diamondbacks tonight. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Glad to do it.
That's Jim Presley. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.